There are basically two different kinds of people in the world, energy givers and energy takers. The very nature of God is to give. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." The Bible says that the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus was the ultimate energy giver. An energy giver is someone you like to be around. They're godly, they're committed, and their Christianity is contagious. But an energy taker is someone who drains you of emotional and physical energy. An energy giver is quick to serve, but an energy taker waits on others to serve him. An energy giver is quick to see his own faults and failures, but an energy taker points out the faults in others. An energy giver is positive and encouraging, but an energy taker is negative and critical. An energy giver is quick to ask forgiveness when wrong, but an energy taker refuses to admit when he's wrong. Someone has said that by the time a child is 13, there are three things apart from the grace of God that have already been determined. First, his response toward authority, whether he will be submissive or rebellious. Secondly, is his choice of friends. Thirdly, is whether he will be a giver or taker in life. Being an energy giver is not a personality issue, but a character issue. Character involves what we do. Personality involves how we do it. Let's choose, and let's teach our children to be energy givers and not energy takers. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also call our UK representatives, Day One Radio Productions, on 01 902 404 289.